Hi, and welcome to the Marvel Rivals Review, a podcast where 3 men of their 30s talk all things Marvel Rivals, from the news to the balance and all the inevitable drama that comes with being an online community. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, The Heater Work. And Vance Helsing.
Hello, he didn't introduce himself.
Well,
it's all right.
I need no introductions. I'm Conrad Guther.
They know the brains
behind the operation. Yeah. All right, so how has the last couple weeks since launch been for you guys?
It's been good. I haven't played as much as I wanted to be honest, but it's been fire. I mean, we have things to talk about, of course, but yeah, it's been very interesting. I'm like, I like the rollout so far. I think they're doing all right.
Yeah, I also haven't played near as much as I wanted to, but in the time that I have played, I've had quite a bit of fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what have you guys been doing in the game? Is it just queuing quick play? Is it comp? What are you guys doing? Who are you enjoying?
I do mostly quick play. I'm trying to like dive into the comp side of things. I don't try to play competitive anymore because I get really, really angry and stressed out. Mm. So I'm trying to avoid it, but I do want to play more comp. But I've been playing a ton of Hawkeye. As should be expected of a Hanzo main.
Dude, have you unlocked any of the proficiencies with him yet? Have you got like the killstreak modifier change?
I think I unlocked the first level with him. Mm-hmm. That's as far as I think. I don't know, I'd have to look.
I don't know why you guys don't have 70 hours in the game yet. Honestly, shameful.
I probably do, I don't know.
Alright, what about you, Dietowork? What have you been doing in the game?
Jeff. I love Jeff. He's so easy.
He's a noob stomper. I'm gonna say it now. He's a fucking noob stomper because everybody stacks up and then he eats 5 people when he drops the map. It was cute the first time I saw it. Now it just pisses me off.
When another Jeff uses their ult and they go off the edge and then you go and ult right as they're ulting and you just grab everybody back up and just cut them out and then take the other Jeff off the edge.
It's like, fuck you, dude. Yeah.
can we talk about that for a second though? Why does it seem like every point on every map there is a designated Jeff jump off location?
Dude, it feels like that, doesn't it? I mean, it's not every point, but it sure fucking feels like it. Yeah. It sure fucking feels like it. And there's like that happens so fast. That's what gets me is like, it's like, it was like 2 hours into game release, every person playing Jeff knew.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if you know this now, but you can, when you can take enemies back into your own spawn, if you're being held at spawn and you swallow people instead of jumping up the edge, you can just take them into your own spawn and it kills them instantly now.
I didn't know they did.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
and like Dahita Works said, you can counter ult Jeff's ult with another Jeff ult.
What they did is they looked at that popularity rate and they looked at that pick rate. And they're like, how can we make them come together?
I hate it so much. They
gave him the super soldier serum.
Speaking of how much I hate Jeff, my passion for Jeff burned so brightly, I learned Spider-Man. Spider-Man is now my most played fucking character.
Oh, wow.
Jesus. Yeah, dude, and I'm only rocking like a 51% win rate, but fucking worth it, man. The most fun I ever had, and I find Jeffs. I hunt them fucking down because you can't as a Spider-Man, if the Mantis and Luna know what they're doing, you can't kill them. They can heal themselves and you don't have a fucking one shot combo on them anymore now that their health is 275. So I hunt the Jess. I'm coming for you, Jeff. I'm coming for you. Fucking most fun I had playing Marvel Rivals, by the way, is like, try Spider-Man if you're out there, guys. He's a lot to get into and he can be intimidating to get into, but most fun I have. I find myself like spending a half hour in the fucking training range before I even play now, just practicing Spider-Man.
Training range, nerd.
Just practicing the bunny hopping and all the tech on Spider-Man that I do know. So, yeah.
Optimizing combos and shit.
Fucking losing left and fucking right. And we'll get to that. But the first thing I kind of want to talk about is Marvel Rivals is doing the Christmas event. You guys saw the video, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I know you did. Oh, hell yeah. So let's talk about that. I think the most exciting part, maybe, I guess it depends on who you are, But maybe is this a new game mode they're releasing with Jeff? Jeff. Only Jeff, where they fucking remade Splatoon is what it looks like.
It did. Yeah. It took me a while to understand. I didn't like when they showed it. I was like, I don't understand. Are you trying to cover the most snow? And I had to watch a breakdown of the trailer, and it was like, hey, you're trying to cover the land with the most snow. All right. Can do.
So that looks fun. The Jeff skin that they showed off is one of the, I think, is the only free skin you can get by playing. Yeah. So that's cool that they did that. They also had a Groot skin, a Magic skin, a Venom skin, and a Rocket the Raccoon skin. What did you guys think about those?
The Venom skin is my absolute favorite. That is such a good skin.
All those other skins are trash. Like, even Jeff's skin, they're all trash except Venom's. Well, Groot's skin.
Well, we don't know. We don't know what Magic looks like when she transforms yet.
I can't remember what Magic's even looked like now. I forgot she did have one.
She doesn't get played that often. Yeah, because she's bad. Kind of. We don't know yet.
I see a lot of her still, though, like, all the time. I'm like, man.
Yeah, we're not. We're still down low in the ranks where she's still prominent and deadly. You're up here in this upper echelon.
I'm hard locking.
I'm flat two now. Almost flat two. Pushing diamond, bro.
Oh, snap.
I'm still bronze three. Me either.
Streaming buff. Yeah, I'm bronze three too. Chilling at the bottom.
Dude, okay. So we don't know what the Magic looks like. There is a guy, and I know this is off topic from the winter event. There's a guy in the top 500 who has like 60 games I've played on Magic and 50 wins. So.
Wow.
He's pumping.
Yeah, and all his characters are like that. He has like 80 games played on Iron Man and like 165 of them. Like, fucking nasty guy. His name is Rymazing, and he's a team member on Nightmare, which won the beta tournament, and now they're likely gonna win this next fucking tournament that's happening. But okay. Speaking of the winter event real quick, I do want to touch just on the fact that in that video, there was a very purposeful slow camera angle movement up Venom's ass.
It was.
Swear to God,
yeah. I'm glad we brought that up.
You know what that is? That's the hint for Ant-Man.
No. I think it was Marvel Rivals, the developers, like, recognizing it's been a community conversation about how everybody's talking about Venom and Cake or whatever.
He's cheeked up,
yeah,
bro.
Being caked up, yeah.
Yeah.
So, that was thick. Cool of them, I guess, man. So what do you guys think of the winter event? Its quality and what's really got it. It happens tomorrow for everybody listening on the 20th.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I want to see how they do on their first, like, actual event, like, besides, you know, releasing. But, you know, new game mode, that seems fun. It still feels like a little pulley from Overwatch, but it's all right. Mm-hmm. We don't have to make comparisons, you know, to the May. Snowball.
A little different. I will say that if this is the quality of skins that we're going to be getting for, like, Marvel Rivals in general, if, like, these skins that we're seeing now is, like, just the start of the quality of skins we're going to get, I am so excited to see what else we're getting. Because they're so, like, even the skins that are out right now, they look so good.
There's a lot. Man. Even like I noticed, like, even the, like, average, like, movie skins, they look really good. I was like,
better to me every day. And because when I saw, like, and you can go back a couple episodes in the podcast, and we're talking about, like, them revealing the MCU skins, and I'm like, hey, I'm not too. And then I saw the Thor one, and it's not the look that sold me on the Thor skin. It's that every time you pop an ability, the fucking guitar riff goes off. And then it's just like, you're throwing your lightning bolts and a guitar solo is playing in the background. And then it's going wild. It's like, it's fire. It's fucking fire. Doesn't need to look good. The fucking sound effects sold it all for me. Like, yeah. I will throw your games on Thor because of that. So blame Marvel Rivals for that one. All right. The next topic I want to get into, and what's hot and what's not from your guys' opinion. Like, I have a pretty educated idea because I am super involved in other communities, and I keep track of what high elo players are saying. But I kind of want, like, the average low Elo more casual experience.
I'm not liking how you're talking to me right now.
I want your broad asses.
I'm feeling belittled right now.
I want you guys to tell me what's hot and what's not. What's the meta you think? What's your guys' opinions?
Always Luna Snow. Always Luna Snow. I say Mantis is very, very strong. Mm-hmm. Down here, and I don't DPS wise is really it depends on who's playing. Honestly, sometimes there's poppers and sometimes you know it's just average people playing, so it's hard to tell.
From every game that I've seen, Penny Parker on fucking
oh my god, yeah,
tank everywhere. And if there is a Luna Snow or a Mantis, you instantly see an Iron Fist come out. Every time. And I am so fucking sick of Iron Fist.
Yeah. I will
Iron Fist, no problem with Mantis. You throw hands, like, let's go. Hit your ass.
Yeah, I will say Iron Fist for sure is probably one of the weaker melee characters because he's like useless outside of all. I will complain. I'll get to that later about what I have a problem with Iron Fist. We'll get to that later. But I think that he is really only being seen like dominating below. I don't see him anywhere ever in plat. I am at the rank right before Diamond where the hero band start, where it's Hela and Hawkeye dominating every fucking game. Hela 2 taps, Hawkeye 1 taps. Mm-hmm. They're fucking, and people right there at that Diamond, like right getting into that, what would most people would consider high elo outside of the metal ranks. That's fucking Hela, man. Hela every game. Every game. Not every Hela is as good as the next, but the good ones that you know are about to climb, fucking just like, I guess we're fucking sitting here. We're taking this.
Hold that L.
Yeah. I would also say, what do you guys think? You guys said Penny Parker. I think Penny Parker is like, I don't know. This is going to show how little I know of like
choose your next words carefully.
And well, I was gonna call Penny Parker Schrodinger's tank because like there's still no one knows if Penny Parker is good or bad yet. It's all over the place, even among high elo players, on whether or not Penny Parker's good or not. I don't think she's good outside of defense, because like she has to set up her spider mines, right? And then the team has to play inside the spider mines.
So every Penny Parker that I have seen, like they are always on attack when Penny Parker comes out. And the bitch does not stop pressing W, and you just cannot kill her. And it's
dude, Hawkeye 2 taps. 2 taps, Jenny.
I've tried. It does not. Punish your shotgun. But she just presses W, and nobody else on your team knows how to handle it. They just like, I don't know what's happening. I'm being forced back. Apart. And they just fucking crumble.
Dude, I get it. I fucking hate that bitch. I'll be playing Spider-Man and I'll come in for a dive stunt, webbed on her fucking 5-second or 4-second stun that she just can just keep casting whatever she wants every five seconds. Or you go in for a dive and her mines just kill you, and it's like that was intriguing gameplay.
That happened to me in my comp game. I forget what map we were on. I think we were in Spider-Verse 2099 or something like that. And We come out of the spawn doors and 4 of us just fucking blew up. And I'm like, what the fuck was that? And then I saw Penny Parker run across the screen. I was like, oh, yeah,
they set up their minds right outside of spawn.
Yep.
You can hear her do it, though. You can hear her like click clacking because there's no like sneaking in this game, right? You can't like crouch to sneak. Mm-hmm. But they do that. And Penny Parker, I hate her. I hate her too, but I wouldn't say she's S tier. I'd say the best tank of the game by far, in my opinion, and what I've seen from watching better people than I am at the game, Doctor Strange.
Yeah, Doctor Strange is just absolutely nuts.
The GOAT. The TPs are fucking wild. The fucking damage is wild. The shield is fucking amazing. I feel like when I have to solo tank, it's Doctor Strange, dude. Like, that's the only person I feel comfortable like solo tanking on. Doctor Strange. 100%. All the way. What would you guys, and we talked about Mantis and Luna. I think you guys are on point there. They're the best. They're the best supports.
Yeah.
Far. They just both have high fucking sustain. They have incredible healing output. They each have stuns. They each have 275 health, and they each have ults that just say no to other ults in the game. there's things like Iron Man ult and like Namor ult that can, and Moon Knight ult that can kill through them, but like, yeah, good luck. Like, they just, if the supports are smart and they're like playing their ultimates right and not blowing them at the same time, the sustain is ridiculous. Yeah. So yeah, and DPS we talked about, Hela, Hawkeye, and I think those are the big ones. Do you guys have any other outliers you think, or you want to talk about, like any character?
I'm also sick of Magic at low ranks because it always seems like she just always has a shield and I can't kill her. Mm-hmm. She's teleporting around and shit. And
yeah, she also has invulnerability frames during the teleport. You gotta be mindful of.
The amount of times that I have watched somebody die to a magic and the magic's at like 50 health and I just like, oh, I'm just gonna run into this room and fucking one-tap her and she'll die. And she just invulns and then shields and then invulns and gets more shield. And I'm like, I can't kill you. Sit still.
Don't go into a room by that magic by yourself, man. Like, I wouldn't do that. But like, supports kind of just walk on magic sometimes. Because yeah, I mean, when I play magic, I have like a hard time engaging. That's my problem with her. And yeah, that's a skill issue. But like, when I play supports, I just like, the magics I see, I just like wait till they're use their two teleports and then I freeze them. And I walk away. Or kill them. Depends. Sometimes you can win the fight.
Yeah.
She's also been nerfed since the beta. So her ult in particular is a lot weaker. So.
Oh my god, Psylocke.
Psylocke. Oh, Psylocke is definitely up there in terms of fucking characters. She's just good. She's just good. Her ult's amazing. Yeah, she's got that shielding. She can it's not a one tap, but two headshots into a right click dash will kill someone. So, and her ult just target supports. You have to play around Psylocke ult. You just have to do it. So if I'm playing Luna Snow, I have to save my ult for hers if I can. You have to save your Adam Warlock shift, or your Soul Link, or your other support abilities. You have to save your cloak teleportation for it. You just got to, or she'll fucking delete you. So
it also feels like that the vertical side of her ult is kind of dumb. Like, it feels like she can climb way higher than you think she should with that dash.
Oh, she goes. I've been swinging through her ult where I thought I was in the sky, and she fucking flies up there and slashes me. I'm like, fucking Christ, how big is this fucking sphere? But
yeah, it's dumb. So.
Yeah, but like I said, there is counterplay, and I think I think she's not near as bad as Hela, Hawkeye, in my opinion, who are just like, if you can aim, you're winning. You win. Yeah,
like you win.
All right. This is a little bit out of order, but this is my weekly reminder, or my bi-weekly reminder, because we're gonna start doing this every 2 weeks, is to play some Vanguard, people. Like, let's play some Vanguard. Like, we are not, from the sounds of it, getting rule queue, and whatever side of the argument you're on, it really doesn't matter at this point, but we're not getting it. So please play Vanguard. The more flexible you are in a non-rule queue, in an open queue format, the faster you'll climb. That's just facts.
Yeah.
Like, if you're flexible and can play a tank and play a couple supports, if you can play like Doctor Strange, couple supports and maybe another tank, you're gonna climb way easier than if you're fucking trying to hard lock Spider-Man through your metal rank games, dude. Like, yeah. All right.
And it goes on deaf ears.
I feel like we beat with a hammer the issue of rule queue, and I just don't think talking about it much more is gonna be productive. So.
Yeah.
Don't worry, the seven tech players that are out there are like, yeah, we're represented.
Dude, so one of the biggest issues that is still going on, like right now, is the optimization issues for people. People with lower to middle range PCs cannot run this game. And that's an ongoing issue. Now, did you guys see the issue about a file going around on the internet that people are adding to the config files to fix the the optimization issue?
Yeah, I looked into that. That was pretty funny. And that should be a wake-up call to NetEase. Like, come on, guys. Let's get it together.
You got these trolls on the internet. These trolls on the internet were able to fix your optimization issues before you were.
I wouldn't trust a random fucking file like I found like that and just put it on something I have downloaded.
If it's on Reddit, I will.
Trust Reddit's everything thorough. From Reddit.
That's like the opposite of what I expect anybody to say. It's not on Reddit, so I stayed away from it. It's more what I fucking expect. Dude, so... Okay. So, people were altering these files, right? And NetEase actually came out and they said a thing in the game news tab. They're like, hey, we appreciate your concern and we're working on this, but don't do this, please, because it could cause unexpected issues. And then they patched it out for everybody, is what I hear. It's like, even if you altered your config files, it's gone now. So
that's so. Insane. Yeah. I mean, good response by them to be like, hey, this is a rampant issue now. Fix mm-hmm. this, but let's just ignore the main reason why it existed in the first place.
Dude, there's some people on Reddit I saw that were really mad about that. They're like, way to go, NetEase. We fixed your shit and you won't let us have it. Now I can't play this game. Blah, 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 blah. What do you guys think about that? Like, you know, like, are people like I don't see, like, you can, of course they're gonna fucking not do that.
Yeah, they're not gonna let any random motherfucker put, I'm sorry, random mofo put things in games in their game. Right. Like, come on now, it's not smart.
This just sounds like the traditional Reddit complainer.
Yeah,
people are mad because they were like finally able to play the game at more than like 40 FPS and they were getting like 80 or 70 or whatever. And now it's like back to potato speeds. So,
yeah.
Or FPS.
86 frames over here. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, this is pretty exciting. At 10 days, Marvel Rivals reached 20 million players.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are playing it. People are playing it.
Yeah, dude.
Like, I'm seeing content all over the place now. It's great.
In a perspective, or like for comparison, and this is secondhand information I have not verified, I hear through the grapevine it took Overwatch 6 months to reach 20 million players. And Marvel did it in 10 days. Yeah.
Well, so to be fair, though, Overwatch didn't have a predecessor. Like, there was nothing mm-hmm. like Overwatch that existed. So, it's going to take time for that to build up. Marvel Rivals, you have everybody that's like you, Conrad, that's pissed off at Overwatch and ready to get the fuck out. So,
yeah.
It's still impressive as a feat in general, but to say that Overwatch, you know, only achieved it in 6 months, like, well...
And also, to Marvel Rivals credit on that note... Overwatch had people to try to make games similar to Overwatch after Overwatch came out and was nowhere near as successful. Like Paladins, people play it a lot, but...
Paladins actually was in development before Overwatch was.
Oh, see, I didn't even know that.
In development. Yeah. It still got released after Overwatch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But Marvel Rivals, I feel like they did what anybody does to make things better. They build upon it, and I think that's what they did. I think the third person was a good choice. Everybody can see their skins. Like, and they're doing more audio cues into the game, like into the skins and like animation changes and giving you more free customization. So, but good on them for that. But yeah, Overwatch did pave the way.
For sure.
Spent a lot of time on that game.
Yeah.
You know, I hate it.
Rip Overwatch, to be completely honest. You keep changing your opinion on that, by the way. I go back 2 weeks ago, you say you still love Overwatch.
Yeah, I mean, I still play it. I mean, I'm playing Hazard. Mm-hmm. He's fun. If they keep pumping out fun characters, like, it would still, you know.
Hey, I think this is a Marvel Rivals podcast. Nobody gives a shit about Overwatch. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So the next thing I want to talk about is the hero ban system in Diamond Plus, and specifically streamers being affected by this the most. What I'm saying is there's certain streamers that are very popular for playing certain characters. Like Necros playing Spider-Man, or Wanted playing the Winter Soldier, or SK playing Psylocke. There's a lot of stringers like that. Zebra playing the Hulk only. So what's happening to these people in Diamond Plus after they hit Diamond and they're working their way up through GM and into Eternity and stuff is that when they load in the games, people insta ban their mains. Like, because they see them in the game. So they instantly ban them. And then, what do you guys think about being that? Like, the issue specifically being streamers being targeted for hero bans.
I mean, I don't care. Stop hard locking one character.
you're
play
in,
more characters, bud.
You are in a competitive environment, right? You're at the top ranks. People are going to recognize names. It's not even just streamers. Like, it's going to get to the point where there's going to be like GMs and stuff where names are going to be recognized. They're going to be like, that guy's main is Psylocke. Ban it immediately. No questions asked. Mm-hmm. And it's just the nature of competitive. It's like, yeah. Like DeHeater said, pick another character.
Okay, and I will bring up one issue with this that I do see is, like, if you insta-block someone's main like that, normally in Diamond Up, from watching streamers, if they're not being targeted, the insta-bans are Hawkeye Hella almost every game. Just not seen after Diamond to insta-ban. When they... There's a potential if whether you try to do this to a streamer, now one of those guys has been released at last and now dominates the lobby. So another issue with it is a lot of the streamers are bringing up is one, lack of streamer mode, which can be an issue for being sniped and stuff like that. And the fact that at the beginning of a map, or when you load in, prior to the bans, you see who you're playing against. What do you guys think about that? Should you be able to see who you're playing again, or should you make your bans solely based on meta and not player?
So I know League does this, and they've done this since Ranked came out. You cannot see who the other team is, and you just make bans based off of what the meta is, which that should be how it is. Unfortunately, that's not how it's set up here. But yeah, I think it should be you can't see who you're playing against until you actually get in the game.
What about you, DeHeater Work?
Yeah, I'm going to agree with Vance, honestly. Yeah, I think it should be based on the meta. You shouldn't really. Because I think the whole goal should be play as many characters as you can. And, you know, metas are going to be meta. Learn how to counter it, you know, learn best counters. I think that's what makes the game fun.
Mm-hmm. I mean, at a certain point, characters are so good, though, there's encounters. Like, especially if you, like, target ban a streamer, and now Hela's in the game. Like, Hela is so dominant, it's that the Hela player wins. It's just, like, unless you have an equally good Hela. Yeah. Yeah. So I will give my opinion about it. So I'm kind of fence-sitting on it, to be completely honest. Like, I see both sides of the argument. I see, like, frustration from streamers that just want to play a character for fun and see how well they can do at the higher ranks, and that being frustrating that only, like, one in every eight games or so they can play the character they want to play. I can see that's frustrating, and I understand that, and perhaps you shouldn't be able to see the names, or there should be a streamer mode involved so they can't be target banned. But at the same time, if you were to go into a tournament... and you obviously know who you're going to play against in the tournament, and you know what heroes they good are. It is not a dick move in a competitive environment, in my opinion, to block a character you know that they have 100 hours on or something. If you know they're insanely whack at Spider-Man and that they're the best Spider-Man player in the world, it's not a dick move to ban them. And, you know, they made a name for themselves. This is a competitive environment. If it was in a legit tournament settling, this wouldn't be an argument. It is, the only time, because it's an argument, is because it is ranked. And, it's not in a tournament environment. So, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I see it. I think it sucks for the streamers, but I also, it's hard to feel for you because, like, you could also be equally good at another character or... the last thing I want to bring up is the potential at this point. Now, there's already been a few streamers, I don't want to drop names, that have created alt accounts, whether or not you think that's appropriate or thing, are now smurfing their way back up to the ranks again. So there's always a potential as you become more popular and like ranks become more restrictive, there's going to be an increase in smurfs from higher ranks that just can't play what they want to play in Diamond Up. So.
Well, smurfs are going to be everywhere. It's just an inevitability.
Yeah, it's inevitable. What about you, the heat of work? What do you think about smurfs?
I mean, I've done a little smurfing myself. Not on Marvel Rivals. In other games.
Since smurfing when you're at the bottom.
Yeah, I'm going to be down here. I think you should... totally ban. I still think you should do it based off of the meta. Honestly, Smurfs are going to be there regardless.
Yeah. No, I'm at this point, I'm just asking what you think about Smurfs in general.
Oh,
like, how do you, do you stand on the smurfing issue?
Oh, yeah, I don't care. There is one. It don't happen to me very often. I mean, it has happened before, but I know when it does happen, it sucks. But it's not that big a deal. They're going to be back where they were on their regular accounts eventually.
they'll get out of bronze real fucking quick, and we'll never have to see them again.
It'll be like, WWW.
I know there's people out there that hate Smurfs. They hate it with a passion. Like, you're ruining other people's games, blah, blah. And there's some high-ranked players that also look down badly on Smurfs. Like, it's some honor thing, and I'm like, over here, like, it's a fucking video game, dude. Like, and I get mad at games, so we're going to talk about that later. But, like, at the end of the day, I'm not going to get mad at someone because they're Smurfing. I'd get mad at someone for fucking cheating, for sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, who gives a shit? Like, if I'm being outskilled, I'm being outskilled. It's not like every game I run into a Smurf. And half the time, Smurf accusations happen, and the person's just having a phenomenally
good game. Yeah, they're just popping off. This time.
So, like, I've been called out on other games. Like when I was like learning Tracer, and I had a couple good games, and people were like, "You're fucking Smurfing," and I'm like, "Nah,
no man, bronze as hell,
not, dude." All right, let's talk about cheaters. So something funny happened to me this week, and my one viewer, my one consistent viewer was talking to me, and he's like, "Hey, I think I had a cheater in my game," and he sent me this video code of the gameplay he had, the replay he had, and it was only 5 minutes long, where a Punisher, hard aim locking, was single handedly holding all six of them in fucking spawn, and then told them, I guess, easy at the end of the game, like obviously, poor fucking Declan, man. And like it was a funny video to watch though, because it was the most blatant cheating I ever saw. And he's like, I wasn't sure if he was cheating, or he did. He was like, I'm pretty sure they were cheating, but it was like, yeah, you could be positive they were cheating. they were cheating, and I reported them because you can report other people through other people's replays, which is kind of cool.
Oh,
and
okay.
The next day, I got a message from NetEase saying they had banned the guy. They named him for 100 years.
Bam.
The big hammer.
The lifelong ban. Yeah. I think it's fucking funny.
The game just came out. Oh my god. But at least try to play a little bit.
So you throw it's a heater. I was talking to Conrad about this earlier. So I was watching Flats. You know who Flats is.
Yeah, I like Flats. Yeah.
So he was doing one of his like cheater replay things, and it was a replay of a dude during the tournament was wall hacking and aimbotting, and he went to go report him after like the replay was over, and it popped up with the message like, this player has already been disciplined.
Oh wow.
Like, wow, that was really fast.
Swift.
Dude, the ball's a cheat during like a tournament will always
insane. Down. You
why
must
would
not
you
care.
Do that?
You don't care. That's why. You're just like, you know what? I'm gonna be good without trying.
What kills me is like some of these like cheaters like have paid for skins. Like thinking what that they're never gonna get fucking, that you're never gonna get fucking caught. Like
you gave them money and they banned your account. Haha, I bet that was fun.
Yeah, like, okay. So the next topic I kind of want to talk about is like things that you're tired of seeing in Marvel Rivals, if there's any. I, for one, like we talked about, I'm tired of seeing Jeff clips. It was funny for our first couple days. I'm fucking done. Tired of seeing Penny Parkers, even though I don't think she's good. She's everywhere. I'm tired of Hellas and Hawkeyes in my Platinum games. What are you guys tired of seeing?
Iron Fist. Hands down, Iron Fist.
I'm tired of playing Spider-Man. I hate playing against Spider-Man still. It's
so fucking fun, dude. I get it. I
beat you up out of nowhere. You're just doing nothing, and then boom.
Dude, I feel the opposite way. It is so hard to get value on Spider-Man. You go in, and I feel like you just blow up. It's just like, like no idea what just happened. You're like, you go in, you weapon, like, and then dead. Just like, okay. All right, thanks guys. That was fun.
Lately, I've been getting just destroyed by Venoms. Like, and it's not usually the issue, but lately, I don't know if they got a buff or anything. But the games I've had,
No, dude, I think Venom is one of the lower.
I mean, I've been playing Jeff, so they're like, "Come here, little fishy." But, yeah,
dude, I think Venom is one of the lowest rating tanks, and it's just because it requires, I think, so much like coordination. Like, you really got to dive with Venom. and yeah. For him to get value, because he's so one-dimensional. Like, he either is hanging out to a wall, dives in, or swings in, dives in, ease, then swings out. Like, that's his game plan. It's like, it's going to be the same fucking thing every time. And if he doesn't have anybody with him, it's a bad game plan.
That alt, that's super bad.
Super shitty alt.
Oh my god, you can't do nothing with that. Like, you gotta follow up, or I don't know, maybe your team follows up afterwards.
Yeah, Venomoth doesn't kill. It's only useful for the extra fucking health it gives them. And then even then, that's just, shredded through almost immediately.
Yeah.
What about you guys? Anything else you're talking? I'm tired about. Okay, let's talk about this, because I'm at the top. We're talking about things that piss us off about Marvel Rivals right now. And don't get us wrong, viewers. Love the game. These are just some of the issues I have. Iron Fist. Now that you talk about him, I don't think he's good. That good. I think Iron Fist is weak against Gunn.
Fist is weak against Gunn.
I think he brought his fist to a gunfight. but what pisses me off is during his block, he has complete invulnerability from every direction.
I didn't even know that. I thought it was
I was trying to shoot him in the back, and I found out. I'm like, I can't fucking save my support who's losing the fight, because one of the things people who get frustrated with Iron Fist and fix his block, he should have to physically look at what he's blocking. But what I notice that people are getting frustrated is that they lose after the block. He gets extra HP every time you shoot into his block.
Oh. I didn't realize that. No.
Yeah.
That might be 97% of my problem with him.
Body blocking, really. Shield.
I think I just learned how to counter Iron Fist. Cool.
Yeah, you just look at him.
He's weak against guns.
And then his cooldown's gone.
Yeah. that's how I deal with him on support. He comes in, he kicks. I pop my shift and start healing. Now he doesn't have enough DPS to fucking kill me, so he has to pop block to get to his empowered punch. I stop shooting him because he's blocking. He doesn't get any extra health. When he comes out of block, I sleep him and then shoot him in the fucking face.
Bye-bye. He's still fun. I mean, he's a fun, cool character.
Super cool. I was watching Frogger. He was his videos. If you guys don't watch Frogger. He's fucking hilarious. But he was playing Iron Fist in Marvel Rivals, and he made it a thing to hunt down Iron Man in the sky. It was just funny because he's just hunting down these people in bronze. Iron Fist just making their lives miserable. What else am I tired of fucking seeing? I am tired, still tired of seeing 5 instant lock DPS players.
Still tired. Don't change.
And I'm not talking about the issue of Rokio. I'm just gonna say again that if I get it now, I will hardlock Spider-Man and not change. But I also won't flame you over voice chat or text chat. I will say things about you, but I won't say them to you, because I get it. But if you are playing DPS, do not swap support or strat or support or Vanguard, and then flame your team at any point because of that. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I am part of the problem.
I am so tired of seeing DPS. That they'll insta-lock DPS. It's like, okay, sure, whatever. We're here. We go fucking 5 or 6 DPS into this fight. And then they go 1 and 12. And I'm like, you were literally useless. You were so cosmetic, it's not even funny.
How are you even having fun?
If I got support. If I was supported at that time, I was like, the supporting can't fix what's going on up here.
Yeah, your game sense is trash. If you go 1 and 12, you're just bad at the game.
So I'm tired of that. Can you guys think of anything else you're tired of seeing? I feel like I had more things to say during this topic, but now it's just completely fucking gone. I did talk about it a little bit. Jeff, tired of seeing. He's not even that good, guys. Jeff is not that good. He's just a noob stomper crush. As soon as people learn that his ult is playable against, he just falls fucking off. I'm sick of seeing that. But I can't think of anything else right now. Hella, Hawkeye, sick of them. They're fucking destroying my fucking plat 1 lobbies.
I can't wait
to hit Diamond Career Bands.
I am sick of not hearing footsteps. For some reason, Thor, to me, has the quietest footsteps of any Vanguard on the planet. The amount of times that I will be standing there and I get jump scared by a fucking Thor is too damn high. I legitimately screamed. Because I have been hearing
footsteps. I still have a hard time differentiating them. It's not like Overwatch where I could tell you who it is and what they're doing by the sound of their footsteps. But it might just be an issue of we just haven't played long enough to develop that kind of memory. So
maybe.
Or awareness. But Dante, I think you're silented.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, now you're good.
Okay. Yeah. I had to mute myself for a second.
Yeah. Okay. But anything else that you're tired of seeing or any issues or gripes, now is the time to bring it up.
I'm a little disappointed in Black Widow, I guess. I feel like there was so much hype around her being a sniper. And then she's not, it don't do nothing.
It's hard to hit those shots. It's really hard to hit those shots. So.
Give her a little aimbot or something. I don't know.
She doesn't hold hostages or lobbies hostage.
I fucking love seeing Black Widow when I'm playing Spider-Man.
She's standing there.
She's fucking hard scoped in, has no fucking idea what's about to come. I love seeing that. So I will talk about this. Okay, I want to talk about this and how sick I am as a human being. But one of the greatest feelings I have in Marvel Rivals is when I'm playing Spider-Man and I'm doing really well in the lobby. And the thought occurs to me that I'm making someone else's day worse. And I know that's wrong, but I know
that might be a deeper problem in Marvel Rivals.
And then when they say something in team chat about their team and they're getting frustrated and they bitch about the Spider-Man and not getting healing, I just chef's kiss. It's like,
you are no longer the tilted. You are the tilted.
Before we talk about Tilt, because I do want that to be like one of our indie conversations, I do want to talk about supports and the high level sustain in the game. Because I don't know if you guys realize this, but healing is out of control, ridiculously good. Supports are above and beyond like the best and easiest like class. It's just like if you're a good support player, you're climbing. Like, even if you're a mid-support player, you're climbing, dude, right? If you play Luna Snow or you play Mantis, like, you're eating really fucking good, right? So I just wanted to bring up that. Do you guys agree that supports are giga-busted?
Oh, yeah. Supports are the backbone of the whole game.
The amount of healing output that comes from these supports is honestly too much and probably needs to be tuned down just a hair, because it's... That might be a lot of the issue also that I have with Penny Parker, like, because they have the Luna Snow and the Mantis, and that's all it is. It's Luna Snow and Mantis. Penny Parker goes down to 100 health, and within maybe a second and a half, back to full, and there's nothing.
That's the Luna, because the Mantis' slows are a little slower, but they're consistent. She can have, multiple ones up, and they're dots. And, she's also firing at the same time, and her ult is charging super fast. And if your supports don't have the first ults in the game, I don't know what to tell you, man. Your supports are bad, because you can get ults so fucking fast on support.
They generate ult charge way too fast.
Dude, 30 seconds in the game, you don't have fucking ult, man? Because I feel like that's how fast some of them get it. It's like fucking finally going in there and that's like, oh, Luna's ulting, we're all dead.
We're unstoppable.
And then the Luna's ult finally over. 12 seconds later, Mantis just ulted.
They're still alive. I've used all my ults now.
I've ulted as Mantis and then gotten an ult in the same fucking fight. Another ult,
holy God.
Yeah, I have to. Yeah. It's so fast. Probably the fastest building ult in the game, I feel like.
It's so incredibly fast. It feels fucking ridiculous. It really does. Supports, I feel, are so strong. I fucking play a lot of supports. I love Luna Snow. I love Mantis. I love Cloak and Dagger. Cloak and Dagger is probably the most fun. But I've only been playing Luna Snow and Mantis because they're just so beyond the mill better than every other support, in my opinion. So
they feel better than some DPS, honestly. Dude.
Mantis, dueling with Mantis, oh my God, I feel so good just hitting them headshots.
Dude, I pump on Luna Snow. I consistently MVP, just consistently killing flankers, just bring it. Bring it, Spidey. I'm fucking here.
I'm ready for the hands.
dude. Yeah, though. So yeah, I just want to talk about that. Yeah, I agree. I think they have to bring down supports a little bit because it's so ridiculous. Like you'll have someone almost dead and it's like a tank with 800 HP and it just feels like that. They're back at full. It's like, holy shit. Until I play tank and then like, where are my fucking supports?
I'm not getting healed.
And I'd get it. It's probably on me, but like that's, you know. So the last thing I want to talk about is a topic near and dear to me, and that's tilting.
Oh,
the king of it over there.
Yeah, dude. And what do you guys? I have my own opinion on like tilting, but what do you guys think about tilting during a video game at all? I know a lot of people are like, "Hey, if you tilt during a video game, there's something wrong with you," or like blah 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 blah. But what do you guys think? I got my own opinions.
I like to fucking win. Dude. I don't play a game to lose. I play a game to win. So, yes, I'm going to get upset if it's outside of my control that I can't win. That's why I don't like gacha games or gambling. It is not a skill-based thing. It is luck.
The game wins.
Yeah, that's what it feels like, is I am playing the lottery a lot of times with these teammates, and if I hit the jackpot and I get a good team, sweet, that's a win. 9 times out of 10, I'm getting the shitters, or maybe I'm the shitter, and I'm just stuck, and I get so frustrated that I don't want to play anymore.
Yeah, I would say like the games either go for me really good or just really bad. It's like there's no middle games ever.
I feel like you have never tilted in your life. I'm going to say that.
I don't tilt. Yeah, I was actually going to get there. I do get mad. I definitely get mad because I like to win as well. But yeah, honestly, it's just my personality. I can't get super angry unless like certain situations. Like
I'm the same way for almost everything else in my life. And you guys know this.
I know that for a fact.
I'm a pretty relaxed person until you put me in front of a competitive video
game. Competitive video game, Conrad, is different than Conrad.
I will fucking tilt. I'm like, and I feel bad because I think people come into my stream and then they see me get fucking tilted and they see me say these things that I don't mean at all. Like I want to be completely frank. I think tilting is okay. I don't think there's anything wrong with you if you tilt on video games. I don't think there's anything wrong with you.
You think tilting's okay?
I think it's natural. It's a competitive game, especially if you're a competitive person. Like obviously you should step away from the game if you're tilted. Mm-hmm. To recollect yourself if you want to win.
Don't have a heart attack over a video game.
You should watch what you say and stuff like that. But from one of the draws for video games for me is that they can make me feel that emotion that I just don't get anywhere else in my life. And I know that sounds weird, right?
Yeah,
it's like they make you mad and you like that. It's like nothing else gets me so involved, so like worked up that I get mad about. And I do want to talk about tilting. I think it's okay to tilt. Like I said, I think it's natural. What I don't think it's okay is taking that tilt to other people. I don't think it's okay to get in chat and say something heinous. And people see me typing, but I delete it most of the time. I don't see it. And I never tilt talk most people unless they say something first.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I won't say anything until someone says something. Yeah. And then it's like, all right, well, you asked for it.
Okay.
I'm going to make you feel bad.
So it's okay to tilt for you tilters out there. I'm not going to be a person that tells you like, hey, dude, it's just a video game. Calm down. Some of us take it more seriously. Some of us, this is our primary hobby. This is how we enjoy life. This is what we like to do. And, you know, not being emotionally invested in that, I think, is weirder than just
not caring, spending not all caring. That money to play a game on your PC on whatever.
So I also want to be very clear, like if you come by my stream and see me saying I hate this game, blah blah blah, and I'll say that about this game too, I don't fucking mean that. I'm having a blast. It's like I fucking I'll like dive in on Spider-Man, instantly blow up, and I'll be like, I fucking hate this game. It was all my fault. When I look back and I think about it, it's like I was fucking stupid. But you know, in the moment, you're not thinking, you're tilted. But I'm constantly aware, no matter what I say, that it's my fault. So I just want to put that out there. So that's really all I want to talk about. Do you guys have anything else to say you want to say about tilt?
Tilt as you please, you know. There's no hard R's or F slurs. We love each other.
I say the F slur, I'm gonna say it. I'll drop it.
I have it on camera.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people do. So, I feel a immense sense of shame, to be completely honest. I have a shame kink, I swear to God.
You might also be like into sadomasochism. I don't know. But it's okay, so back to tilting and stuff. So for me, I play to prove myself. I play skill-based games. I want to prove that I am good, because I am not good at a lot of things. Video games, since I grew up with them and I play them a lot, I don't want to say I'm really good, but I'm genuinely pretty good at video games. And if I play a game and I play poorly, I get more tilted at myself than anything else. And 90% of the time, it's not me being like, my camera just shut off, but I'll say things like about other people. No, it's not. but I'll say things about other people, but I don't, it's not them. It's, I missed my shots. I mismanaged my cooldowns. It's on me. But I just need I'm coping. Yeah. The copium is real.
That's what I was about to go. I'm the same way. I'll say immediately something about my support. I know I could have done better. But in the moment, I'm coping. So,
yeah, for sure.
It's your fault, not mine, because I can never mess up.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I am a god-tier gamer. I'll never understand why I'm not top 500 with clearly I have the skill set.
Hey, plateau. You're getting there.
Yeah, I'm on climbing. Yeah. But, you know, I think that was the last topic that I have written down. What I do want to talk next is like going forward, because we saw a big intake since uptake of views since the release of last episode after release, is that one of the things we want to do is like a viewer mailbag kind of thing that other podcasts do. So I created an email account, therivalsreview@gmail.com. The Marvel Rivals review was already taken.
I have it.
Oh.
Somebody clip that.
I sent you the freaking email.
No, I didn't see it. I
sent you the clips.
Right. So we have an email at the Marvel Rivals Review at gmail.com. So please send any comments, questions that you have for us or about the game in general. Or anything you'd like to hear us talk about, please email that.
How about some game replays? We can, look at people's gameplay. Ooh, maybe, please. We've got the Plat Almost Diamond player. Maybe we can get the professional's review of players.
Yeah. I'll give you the Plat takes, for sure.
And we'll give you the Bronze takes. We'll tell you that you're doing great.
Hit W, and then keep hitting mouse one. You're doing good.
And that email will be included in the description below on both the podcasting sites as well as the YouTube. That's another thing I'd like to talk about is, please, if you're listening on the podcast, go to the Marvel Rivals Review YouTube if you can find it. The algorithm hates us. And give it a like and a follow. That would really help us with the algorithm over there.
On YouTube, it's a subscribe, not a follow.
Yeah, whatever. Subscribe. Yeah.
Touch the button that makes you,
smash that like button, hit that subscribe, web sling your way into the ring notifications.
All right.
That was cringe. I'm sorry.
Please don't do that again.
We'll come up with it. So please plug yourselves and let's head out.
All right. Dehita work at Twitch TV. Nothing up there yet, but we'll be.
Vance Helsing Gaming on YouTube. I'm going to try and stream, but I'm going on vacation, so it probably won't be this week.
All right. And I'm Conrad Gunther. You can always find me streaming in the afternoons.
Screaming.
Screaming. Twitch.tv/Conrad Gunther. I will die from early heart failure.
He said it here.
So, and like I said, please, if you come by, recognize that I don't mean what I'm saying.
Even if it's
just were. All right, that's all I got. Thank you guys. Thank you guys for following. We really appreciate it. And we'll see you after the holidays. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate. If you even if you don't have a good
say happy holidays, because you gotta put everybody in there now.
That's what I'm saying. Happy holidays, bro. However you celebrate it, just fucking enjoy it. We'll see you.
Happy Yuletide. Yeah.